Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Brand new week. And we're back on Radio 1. And it's nearly home time on Monday, which is nice. Hey, Chops.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm very good, thanks.
How was your weekend?
Brilliant, actually.
What'd you do?
Brilliant. Saturday I went behind the scenes at Final Score on BBC One, because I'm presenting that next week. So I kind of shadowed Gabby Logan for an afternoon, which was very nice.
Wow.
And then on Sunday I was at the Robin Hood Marathon in Nottingham with a load of England cricketers.
Did you run it?
No, I just watched other people run it.
Oh, that's nice.
So
you're on BBC One this Saturday?
Yeah. What are you laughing out of that?
Only because I know what we've arranged for later in the week.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to do your best, haven't you, with whatever you've got.
Yeah. Me and Chops are going together to get a spray... Can I say this?
Yes, yeah, of course you can, yeah.
To get a spray tan on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a brand new one where it matches the colour of your skin, the skin tone.
Mm.
But I'm doing the lottery on Wednesday... Also on BBC One, and you're doing the final score on Saturday
afternoon.
And we were just trying to work out what day we should go, because one of us might come off badly from this.
So we've picked Wednesday. So
it's going to be me.
So it's going to be. But what I don't understand is how a tan knows what your natural skin tone is.
It's magic.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they say.
The one that doesn't speak is massively confused.
I'm concerned. It'll be fine. Yours would have worn off a bit by Saturday.
But if it matches the tone of your skin, surely I'll just come out as white and pasty as I normally do, and you'll just come out as orange as you normally do.
So I won't be able to tell any difference.
Yeah, I'm confused by this. This could go horribly wrong.
I'm sure some beauty experts will be on telling us it's all fine now on 8199. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, no Becky this week. Don't worry, her face hasn't flared up again. She's absolutely fine.
She's got another holiday.
Yeah, she's gone on holiday again. She's gone away with the Greek.
Oh, right.
Boyfriend.
Okay, yeah.
They've gone to Greece.
Right.
It's
not
Athens.
Not much of a holiday for him.
Hmm?
It's not much of a holiday for him.
Well, he doesn't live there now.
Oh, right.
Goes back now and again. And I think they're in Athens.
Is that because that's the only Greek city you know?
No, that's what Becky said to me
before
she went on Friday. It was heavy rain in Athens today, I think.
Look how happy you are at that. That's not very nice.
I did actually look it up on Yahoo Weather earlier.
Oh, people are horrible like that. Checking, loving when it rains, where somebody goes on holiday.
It was the first thing I checked on the internet this morning, is that wrong?
Yes. Yeah, what, and then did a dance around your flat?
Heavy rain, come on!
God.
Thing is, though,
an
Becky...
image of you getting up, logging on, seeing it raining, and then dancing around in your nightshirt or whatever it is you're wearing.
Bed. Thing is, I don't wear anything.
Oh, that's even... Oh, no!
I just thought I'd gross you out. Wallum.
You were doing some kind of rain dance naked in your flat.
Curtains open. Now, knowing Becky, she's probably listening now, isn't she? Somehow, in Greece. So, hi, Becky. I don't mean it about the rain. I hope you're having a lovely time playing cards or whatever you're doing instead of actually being in the sun. We haven't really planned anyone to fill in this week, though.
Okay.
Think Gabby Logan would do it.
Well, no, because I'm assuming she's gone on holiday.
Oh.
Or,
of course, because that's why you're on.
Yeah.
Gareth Nipswich is very jealous of you shadowing Gabby Logan in that dress. OMG, she rocks. That's what it says on the text.
She does. She does look very good, I have to say.
If we had planned this ahead, we could have maybe got the babe in the booth from The Right Stuff on 5, Kirsty.
Right.
She would love to have done that.
Well, there's still time, isn't there? Can't you use your contacts to get hold of her? Do we have to build a booth, though, for her to sit in for the whole time?
Yeah, just like a Perspex booth. If you've seen The Right Stuff, you know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Which is only about a metre away from the rest of the panellists, so therefore pretty much insignificant. I don't know why she's in there at all,
okay.
But she's always been the babe in the booth. Well, maybe if someone at Right Stuff is listening, or Kirsty herself, she wants to pop in, do a bit of afternoon work next couple of days.
Right, so basically you aren't going to use your contacts to get hold of it. You're just going to hope that somebody's listening and gets her in here. Okay.
Because when we got Napoleon the Parrot last time, you remember? The one that said, I'm going to fart. That was good.
Mm.
I don't know how we can top that, to be honest. Is he saying I'm going to fart now?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to fart.
And what else does he say? Yeah, I know that.
Sometimes. Yeah, and that.
He's obsessed with farting at the moment, isn't he?
Remember this?
Yeah, I remember it. So basically you're saying that even though you want the girl from the right stuff to come in, she'll still find it hard to top a parrot that can say the word fart. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh, what's occurring at 5:30? I think I may have secured somebody to play against you.
Are you going to tell me who this is at the moment?
I don't think I'm going to tell you until they come on air.
Oh, right, okay.
All right.
Are they coming into the studio or are they on the phone?
Just on the phone.
Right.
5:30 tonight. Oh, what's occurring on Radio 1?
Is it Coxie?
No. It's someone that I like a lot, actually. They're a really nice person. 5:30. Oh, what's occurring?
That narrows it down a bit.
Still, I'm actually waiting for Marvin from JLS to call me, but he's a bit tardy, to be honest.
Oh, right.
So, like, Marvin, like, if you could ring me. Thanks. Right, you know...
So, at the moment, you're making a plea to the email girl of the right stuff to get in touch.
Yeah.
Marvin from JLS and somebody to ring for what's occurring at 5:30.
Yeah, no, that's sorted already.
All right.
Yeah. You know, in clothes shops...
Mm-hmm.
They normally have some quite cool music on, don't they? Normally. In the right shops. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I was in Debenhams in Southampton on Saturday, looking around the clothes. What does this tell you? As I was perusing the shirt, On the Speakers Came Jump in My Car by David Hasselhoff.
Did
was
it that, really?
Yes,
did
absolutely.
It really, or was it just in your head? Because
no.
You are becoming obsessed.
No, as
you
I was looking...
You got your iPod on.
I was looking at these really nice shirts, and it's like, jump in my car. What is that supposed to... What message is that supposed to send out? Because that ain't that cool, is it?
No, you did champion it for quite a while.
But that's not the point. We got it to number 3 in the chart.
I was going to say.
He thinks number 2. I don't know. Tell him otherwise. Still mentions that all the time, and I always just gloss over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number. Yeah, that's right, number 2. That was 3. But imagine, right, there you are, looking at some shirts.
Jump in my car. I wanna take you home.
Is this supposed to inspire you to head towards the leather jackets?
Jump in my car.
Did you?
No.
It's too far to walk on your own.
I went towards the leather trousers.
Oh, dear.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the main debate in our office here at Radio 1 today is Kanye West a bit of a twit?
I don't know.
Or is he just a complete idiot?
Right.
Did you see this? Poor Taylor Swift. Swifty, as I call her. She's only 19, Swifty.
Yeah.
All right, she's just won Best Male Video, MTV Awards.
Best male video.
Best female video. Sorry, Swifty. It's because I called her Swifty.
Right.
Ree, Swifty.
It's a heck of a transformation for her in such a short space of time.
Best female video, I meant.
Right. Oh. I don't know what Kanye's done, but I imagine you've just done a lot worse.
Yeah. Rubbish. Anyway, there he was, Swifty, on stage. And she was saying... Taylor was saying how difficult it is for country music to get played on the radio. Mm. And then Kanye West storms on, and then Beyonce should have won this award. Shut up.
Did he?
Yeah. Stormed right on. Seriously, Swifty was gutted. And now, already on the internet, we just found this, people are kind of messing around with this and doing their own versions. Here's one of Barack Obama's speeches being interrupted by Kanye West.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
I'm going
to
let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
It's not true.
It's not true.
Oh, God.
I know. And Katie Brand, she's got a good Kanye song on her current show.
Kanye West is back, but I don't want to rap. I don't want to rap, but my singing is crap.
Switch it on right now, switch it on right now. I sound amazing, wow, bet you're wondering how. Or would you rather I sound like a robot now, or a dying cow? You choose.
That's a good one. Now, I was just thinking, I think a lot of award ceremonies take place on a Monday night, don't they? Because I think the venues are quite or cheaper to hire.
Right, okay.
So I'm just wondering, if you're going to, maybe your company is having their award ceremony tonight, like something like the Pork Pie Awards or something, because there's awards all the time.
Every night.
Every night there's awards on, normally hosted by Rob Brydon. Well, maybe if you're going to one this evening, and you fancy for me doing a kind of Kanye West-style interruption at the Pork Pie Awards, or whatever one that you're going to tonight, send me a cheeky text, if you would, to 81199. I want someone to storm on stage, a la Kanye, and do the same.
Okay, just if you do that, make sure you get the sex right of the person that's on the stage winning an award.
Yeah. So text me, if you're going to one of these award ceremonies, there's hundreds tonight, and you're prepared to storm the stage, Kanye style, 81199, that's my text.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Look, everyone, who's on the phone? It's only Marvin off JLS.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, mate?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. We're just rehearsing at the moment.
What, for tomorrow?
For Live Lounge, mate, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts are you?
We're in North London.
Okay. Looking and forward to Joe coming around tomorrow?
Yeah. She's coming around to the flat. I've got to make sure it's clean when I get in and, you know, when we get home tonight.
I was going to ask you this, Marvin. Have you tidied?
Well, yeah, I'm going to cheat. We had our clean around yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The place is going to be nice and tidy for lovely Joe. I'm sure it will be.
Did you have to put some, be honest, did you have to put some things away in a drawer or cupboard that you don't really want Joe to see?
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing tonight when I get in.
What kind of things, Marvin?
I don't know. You know, I'm just going to have a look around and see, you know, sort of thing that Joe might not want to see. I don't know.
She knows where to look, though.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have to take up floorboards and stuff and hide them under there.
Yeah. Like, don't do that thing.
What are you thinking about? What do you think I might have to be hiding?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what kind of well, I don't know. I mean, what I would say is she will look under the bed.
Really?
Yeah, she will. So don't think you can just hide stuff.
So are you telling me that I'm going to have Joe White in my bedroom?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You actually sounded quite worried about what was under your bed then.
Should we press him harder, Chappell? Should we press him harder on this?
No, we'll leave it. Okay. Leave it.
Let's leave it there, boys.
Okay, good. See, I've got a friend. When his mum comes round, not saying that Joe's like your mum, but like when his mum comes round, he has to find all those really bad things that she got him for Christmas and pretend that he still likes them. Like, just putting picture back on the wall.
I did the worst thing the other day, right? As you can imagine, we get, like, you know, loads of free clothes all the time, okay? Like,
oh, must be terrible being you.
It is terrible, you know. So I give, like, you know, once I've wore clothes, I give them to my little brother.
Yeah.
And my mum bought me this T-shirt for Christmas, and I've never worn it. It's had the tag on it, and I put it in the bag and gave it back to my little brother. Oh, and then my mum came across it. I was like, oh, yeah, I see that you gave Jackson your T-shirt that I got you for Christmas. And I was like, oh, no.
Well done, Marv, well done.
Yeah, it's not good.
Chappers, ask the toilet question.
I learned from that one.
Ask the toilet question.
About their matching...
What? Don't we talk about JLS toilet the other day?
What did we say about toilet? If they have colour coordinated toilets? Mm. Did we?
Yeah. Do you?
Do you have?
We've not got colour coordinated toilets, Scott.
Okay. Just wanted to know. Do you all live in a big house together? That's what I'm imagining.
No, Aston and I, we live together. JB's still home with his mum, bless him, and Arisha's got his own place. But me and Aston live together.
Cool.
Then that's where Joe's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Well, like I say, have a bit of a tidy, have a bit of a spruce, maybe get the shake and vac out, stuff like that.
I will do.
Febreze the sheets, and you'll be fine, I think.
Why do I need to Febreze the sheets? What are you implying?
I apologise for him, because he's doing everything from his own experience.
I am. I'd be Febreze and Ahoy if Joe came round to my house, I tell you, I really would.
Okay. All right.
Listen.
We'll see what happens.
So she's going to rock up about like 9-ish or something, and then you're going to do your little bit. So looking forward to it?
Yeah, no, we're here now rehearsing, and it's sounding wicked. We've obviously got our live band, which sounds amazing, and the tracks that we're doing sound really good. So can't wait for everyone to hear it tomorrow.
One more thing, Marvin, I don't mean to go on, but have you checked with the neighbours? Have you left them a little note, maybe under the door, saying that there will be some noise tomorrow morning? Sorry about that, because I think you should if you haven't.
Another funny story. Our landlord, right, she texted us the other day because she had a problem with a boiler.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I hear that you've got Live Lounge round your flat. And I said, no, got Live Lounge round your flat.
Yeah.
when they come round, and she was like, "Oh, right, yeah." She thought it was cool. She thought it was wicked. So no, but I haven't checked with the neighbours. No, but
it's a decent time,
isn't it? It's not late.
Sometimes when I'm exercising in my lounge, yeah. Like, there's bumping and stuff, and like the people underneath, they complain. They do.
What kind of exercise are you doing in your lounge to make that involves bumping?
At 11 a.m. they still complain. They do. Oh, anyway, no. I tell you what I'd do, because I'd be scared of going around there. Just go get Aston to do it.
To do what?
Just to go around and go, "There's going to be some noise tomorrow," because I wouldn't want to do that. Just tell him to do it.
Nah, I'd be fine, honestly.
Okay.
I'm sure they won't mind.
Not everybody has a life like yours, Scott.
Okay.
Right? Thank goodness.
Everyone's a bit work.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It'll be fine. Listen, have an amazing time tomorrow.
Thank you, Scott.
And we're going to play Everybody in Love now, your brand new single.
Yes, thank you very much. Hope you like it.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Scott.
Do you guys still have the cheerleading calendars that you robbed off us at Christmas? Or was it just after Christmas?
Aston has got in his bed.
Check under the bed, Joe. Check under the bed.
This is one of the things we need to check, you know. I'm really sure Joe doesn't want to be seeing a cheerleading calendar.
All right, cheers, Mum. Speak to you later.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tell you what, after what Kanye's done to poor Swifty,
yeah.
He needs to watch his back, yeah?
He does.
Because
we just found this. Are you after him?
No. I don't want to start another hip-hop feud. But you can now get auto-tune for your phone. You know, the one that he uses on Love Lockdown, the one that makes him sing and tune.
Yeah.
You can get it on your phone now if you've got a fancy phone. And you know T-Pain... T-Pain, yeah?
Right.
Or T-Pain, as they call him in the North.
T-Pain.
He's got a brand new application.
Right.
For one of them phones that we've got.
Yeah.
Right? And you sing along, and it keeps you in tune, just like Kanye.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good.
Right.
I had a play with this earlier. Would you like to hear mine?
On T-Phone.
On T-Phone yeah. With T-Pain.
Go on, then.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, I can't sing a tune at all.
True.
Okay, listen to this.
Becky's on holiday. She's gone with the Greek. But it's raining all week. Oh, yeah. Becky's on holiday. In the rain. Not in Spain.
See, anyone can do this now. That took me literally 20 seconds.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Only 20 seconds?
20 whole seconds.
That's a pride, I thought. That's how yeah. You're taking it.
See?
Hours over that.
Kanye, idiot.
Right.
Anyone can do it. I've done another one for you as well.
Chappers is going for a spray tan. Despite the fact that he's a real man. He's worried he's gonna look like me. But I don't care because he smells of weed. Yeah.
Didn't have that much time to work on the lyrics.
Was that only 15 seconds? That took you, that one?
More 19, yeah.
Right, okay.
Took me. But you see, anyone can do the auto-tune now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a benefit that is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have got a special guest on Oh What's Occurring, playing alongside Chappers at 5:30 tonight.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Right, well...
And I'd like to know them more. More at 5:30.
I know them, but you'd like to know them more.
Dizzy Rascal's coming next. Right, guess who's been on the email. It's all going on today, isn't it?
I don't know, go on. I'm not guessing anymore, because when I do guess and get it right, you then shout at me, so go on.
Only Kirsty, the babe in the booth, from The Right Stuff on 5.
Wow.
The one that reads out all their texts and emails.
Yeah.
We met last week when I was on The Right Stuff, mm-hmm. And she's on the phone now. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi, Scott, how are you?
I'm good, you all right?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I've just enjoyed the chicken balti.
Oh, lush, okay. Is it not a bit early for a chicken balti?
What, 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's never too early. I've been up since 5:30. I don't see a problem,
oh,
to
right,
be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Now, we were talking about this last week. Becky really wanted your job because she thinks it's amazing. Because, one, you get to wear the Madonna headset.
You do, that is true.
And, two, you get to read out all the stuff that the lovely viewers of The Right Stuff are saying.
Yeah.
It's not a bad job, is it?
And also, you get to put through the calls and read out texts. It's
yeah.
A fabulous job.
And sit in the booth.
Sit in the booth behind a sheet of plastic.
Right, you know when I was on last week,
Yeah.
And there was, I think it was Friday, the last day I did it, and we were kind of sat almost next to each other, but the glass divide was on.
That was right, yeah.
What is the point of that, Kirsty? Because, like, it's about a metre away.
To keep you out.
I don't know what it is. I think it's been... I mean, I've only been there a few months, but it was there before. I think it's been there years. I think that's just always been the thing, to make it look a little bit more like a booth.
Okay.
But, yeah, you are literally a metre away, which...
Was the girl who did it before you, was she a little bit more wild and kind of needed to be controlled and kept in a
box?
Yeah, needed to be kept in a box.
I don't know, but she was blonde.
Right, good.
So you never know. When I was blonde, I was a little bit more party.
All right,
a bit
cool.
More party anymore.
Do you fancy having a go at being Becky this week?
I'd love to.
Really?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
To be honest, Kirst, it's not that difficult.
Do you want my job, though? Are you wanting to be the babe? Is that what it is? Are you trying to twist my arm, Scott?
I would like to. I just want to wear the headset, because I like that. But
shall I bring a headset in for you?
Yes!
Oh, I think you've just...
I'll bring it in on the show, and you can wear it.
Oh, my God, yes. Even though it doesn't do anything, I'd wear it all the way through.
Even though it doesn't do anything?
Well, no, I mean, it won't do...
You know,
people won't be able to see me.
Scott, I have little voices in my head telling me what to do.
No, but people won't be able to see me, I mean. So, but I'll just wear it anyway and people will know I'm wearing it.
You just wear it.
Yeah. So,
you just feel the part once you've got it on.
I don't want to discuss your diary on air. Do you? But,
keep my distance.
When are you free? When are you available, Kirsty?
I'm always available. Obviously, I do the show on a morning.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm usually finished at, around about 11:15.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Becky doesn't get in till 3:30, so you're left.
Oh, my gosh, what a lion.
I know, it's amazing. Oh,
me and him are here.
So she has a curry before she leaves to work.
Yeah, she does. We're here from 10 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, we get here at 10.
She gets in at 3:15.
I mean, sometimes it can be as late as 10 to 4.
Oh, yeah. 10 to 4, crikey.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm well up for coming in. That would be fantastic.
Okay, what about... when do we say... One that doesn't speak, when would you like? Wednesday?
When would I like?
Wednesday?
Wednesday, done.
Amazing. Kirsty, the babe in the booth and the right stuff is on Wednesday, being
Yay!
Becky.
Woo!
Okay, I've
got a lot to live up for. I've got a lot to live up to.
No,
sorry.
You really
No,
you're
not, no.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Emily.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got your text.
Yeah.
So, where is your mum going tonight, please?
It's actually not tonight, but she's going to the Insurance Fraud Awards.
The Insurance Fraud Awards?
Yeah.
Where are they being held?
I think they're in Cheltenham.
Okay.
What's she done? Did she put in a massively bad claim?
She hasn't done anything, but she works for the company who investigates insurance fraud. So,
All right. Not best made-up story of your car being nicked.
Yeah, no, they're the people that take those people down, basically.
That sounds like a cracking award ceremony.
I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Oh,
that does sound it'd be really fun.
Yeah. And when is this, please?
When? It's in October.
Plenty of time to plan our car. There'll be old news by then, though, won't it, the whole Kanye thing?
Well, yeah, but I was thinking maybe I could gate crash and maybe do a bit of a Kanye.
No, Beyonce was more fraudulent.
Does she have any spare places on her table? Because I think I'd laugh my way through these awards. I think it'd be really fun.
I'll find out for you. I'll see if I can get you a ticket.
Yeah, can we come, please?
Yeah, I'll get you a ticket.
We don't have to have the dinner or anything. We'll be really low maintenance. Mm.
We'll just stand at the back at the bar, just so we can see who wins what award.
Mm.
Have you got something nice to wear? Because I think it's quite posh.
Yeah, hello. 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 Of course we have.
Okay,
we've got an outfit for every occasion.
Yeah, and we'll have a tan as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. If it's October. All right, well, text me back when you know more details, and,
cool.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. Yeah, let's hook up, yeah?
Definitely.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
Hey, it's John from London.
Hi, John, you're right.
Hey, I see you.
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
I'm just thinking about doing a Kanye on stage tonight.
Okay, where are you going to be?
At an award ceremony in London.
An award ceremony in London?
Yeah.
Can you tell us which one?
Probably not, no.
Okay. Is it an important one?
It's a prestigious hotel, yes, in London.
And are you quite important?
I'm running the PA system, yeah, the sound for it.
Perfect. Now, how do you feel about running on and doing a Kanye West at your awards ceremony tonight in London?
I'm up for it. I might lose my job after it, but yeah, I might be able to do that, yeah.
Well, I don't want you to lose your job.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
I might be in a lot of trouble for doing it, but yeah, I'll give it a go.
Surely you'd only be in trouble if there was massive feedback or anything. Sure you'd be, you know, as long as you sounded good, then that'd be all right.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it a go and see what happens.
Okay. So it's a big award ceremony in London's West End tonight.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
It starts about 7:30.
Amazing. And you're doing all the sound. Well, I think you should definitely run on and do a Kanye.
Okay, I will do that, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Are you going to... If you could run on and say Beyonce had the best video...
Okay.
Yeah, all right. That won't make any sense to them. But some people will get it because they've seen the news today.
Okay, I'll do that for you, and I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
Amazing.
Presumably, you'll be if you're doing the PA and everything, you can be able to record yourself doing it, can you? And then we can hear it tomorrow.
Yeah, because you record it for us.
Yeah, I'll give it a go, yeah.
Oh, please do this. This is amazing. Don't lose your job or anything, but if you... Please do it, and please record it.
I'll give it a go, yeah.
But please don't lose your job. If you feel it's not going your way, quit it. All right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Record it if you can. Don't lose your job.
Okay, I'll try that too.
Love you.
Okay, love you too. Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, what's the kitty?
No, Becky this week, she's on holiday with her Greek boyfriend, so I've found somebody else to play along with Chopper.
Oh, what's the kitty?
You ready for the big reveal?
Go on then.
Here he is, he's off of cricket. It's Alistair Cook.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Can you say thank you very much to your flatmate for getting in touch with us, and then that's how we got to speak to you?
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for setting us up.
Yeah. Are you happy to be here, Alistair?
I'm very glad to finally meet you, Scott. Well, not meet you, but talk to you.
Yeah, well, you too.
Well, strictly speaking, you actually owe Alistair a drink now, because we had, you know, that message that I had to record for the... for all the big screens for the Ashes, mm-hmm. and I said that, you know, if they won the Ashes, that you would buy Alistair a drink.
Oh yeah, so I will do that definitely. Alistair, are you up for that?
I'd love to have a drink with you, Scott.
Excellent.
I've seen that blooming message so many times.
Have you?
yeah, it's permanently in the back of my mind. Anyhow, there you go.
Would you want Chappers to be there as well, or is it just you and me?
I think just the two of us. I think would go down better. I think.
Okay. Well, that's. That's fine.
Thanks, Alistair.
I'll be in contact. What's your diary like next week, Alistair?
Not too bad. We've got last game next week, maybe the week after.
Week after, right, okay. Let's play the game now.
Oh, do you just want me to go?
What's the kidding?
That's fine, you need to play the game.
Oh, right. I just don't want to get in the way or anything.
No. Here's your first situation today, right, Alistair?
Yep.
You know David Hasselhoff?
I do know.
Right. There's a new show starting tonight on Living TV at 10 p.m.
Called
Meet the Hasselhoffs, where...
You're plugging yourself again.
What if I could? Where, you know, I went over to live with him in America in January.
Yeah.
Well, he came over here in the summer, and I took him to do loads of British things, and the first one's on tonight.
Excellent.
10 o'clock on Living.
Yes, thanks, we got that.
Here's my question to you. In the new show, in the first episode of Meet the Hasselhoffs, how many times is the word Hoff said? Alistair?
Ooh, 15.
Chopper?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is the word the Hoff being said quite a lot on tonight's Meet the Hasselhoffs.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
I'm the Hoff.
I'm also known as the Hoff.
David Hasselhoff and the Hoff are a character.
And being the Hoff has its advantages.
David Hasselhoff.
Will the UK still love the Hoff? This is what being the Hoff is all about. The Hoff.
I wasn't expecting to be friends with David Hasselhoff.
The fourth Hoff.
The Hoff train.
Oh my God, the Hoff.
He's known as David Hasselhoff more than the Hoff, calling him the Hoff in magazines and stuff.
Well, I don't know what the Hoff phenomenon is. Why do I have to go through the same process as everyone else?
We can't just let you play Scott.
I'm the Hoff.
Yeah, I want to find out what the Hoff means to people over here.
2 days ago, the Hasselhoffs hit London.
Hoff, Hoff. Yeah. I'm halfway out of here.
Thank you, Hoff.
Hello, I'm David Hasselhoff. I'm Scottish.
Once the Hoff train has left the station, it's left.
And in the Hoff world, that's a good place to be.
Come on, he's the Hoff. That's true. He is the Hoff.
This is the Hasselhoff summer vacation.
Get Hoff with the Hoff tonight, baby!
That launched the Hoff.
You've been Hoffatized.
The Hoffs have been in London for 2 days now.
The Hoff!
David Hasselhoff!
the Hoff, and he was in the office.
David Hasselhoff!
Wow.
Is this show all about him and occasionally you pop up and scream David Hasselhoff?
Yes, absolutely. There were 42 Hoffs in there. Alistair gets the point.
There's a surprise.
Oh, what's occurring?
Alistair, seriously, have a word with him. Like, you said 15 and the answer was 42 and therefore, like, that's fair and square the that point.
Is. Yeah.
Well
done. I don't know why I think you're getting biased.
No. Can we do a minute? Can we just... does your mum teach science, Alistair?
She does teach science at Colchester Grammar School, yeah.
Oh, yeah, apparently she's really cool, but could she just slow down a bit with the homework?
Yeah. That's from Kay from Colchester.
Pass that on. Thanks.
If you could pass that on to your mum, that'd be amazing.
I will do. Oh,
right, the next one. You know, chappers, we got clips of you last week and we slowed them down a bit on the media player,
yes.
Like you can do, right? Yeah. And we got you to call Leona Lewis, didn't we? And I think now she probably thinks you're a bit of a lech.
Mm-hmm. OMG, you are so cute.
Oh, thank you.
It's important to have a great bra.
Yeah.
She just thinks you are a drunken lech right now.
Yeah. Slightly ironic that you're turning the lech thing on me today, but anyhow.
Yeah. Mm. Chappers, question. Mm-hmm. Who would be the worst person... that we could probably call, would you say, with clips of you, sounded a little bit tipsy.
The worst person?
Hmm. Oh. Someone you really like.
Someone I really like? Mm-hmm. Alicia Dixon.
Nope. How about Katy Perry?
Oh, yeah. What, you phone Katy Perry?
You do like her, don't you?
I do like Katy Perry.
Right, okay. Well, using my clips, I have taken the liberty of calling Katy Perry. You did an interview with her earlier.
Did I?
Yeah, in a terrible state. My question to you is, how long would Katy Perry stay on the phone to Tipsy Chappers?
Why?
Chappers?
20 seconds.
Alistair?
I'll go more than that. I reckon 30 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we've slowed down the clips of Chappers and we gave Katy Perry a ring.
God.
Oh, hi there. Is Katy ready?
Yes, absolutely, sir.
Okay, it's not going to be me talking to Katy today. It's going to be Chappers. Is that okay?
What's that?
No, it's okay. She knows Chappers. It'll be Chappers speaking to her. Okay.
Sure. We can try to transfer you to the office.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Drunk.
Perfect.
Are you all right?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Hi.
Whatever. OMG, you are so cute. Shut up. Saggy boobs.
Bye.
See, that started off quite well.
How are you?
Yeah. And then it didn't go so well after that.
How are you?
Drunk.
This is my favourite bit, though.
OMG, you are so cute. Shut up. Saggy boobs.
Bye.
You're right there, Chappers.
No.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Oh, she thinks you're a drunken lech now as well.
Why would you just play the saggy boobs thing to her?
What do you mean? It's fine. She just went. She had to go. So, Alistair.
Yeah, hello?
23 seconds, which means that Alistair Kirkwest wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
How does that... Wasn't I closer there?
You said 10 seconds.
I thought I said 20 seconds.
Oh, did you?
Just
Alistair
let him win.
Oh, what's occurring? Oh, well, never mind, eh? Thanks for coming on, Alistair. Appreciate it.
No problem, Scott.
I'll be in touch about that little drink, all right?
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Chappers.
Love you, bye.
See you, Alistair.
Oh!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we've just come up with an idea. Award ceremonies are brilliant. If you've never been to one, they are immense. They're all exactly the same. And they're happening like every night of the week somewhere, aren't they? We've got, you know, there's so many people texting in now saying that they've got an award ceremony they're going to go to tonight. It's the same drill every time, really. You get
normally some chicken wrapped in Parma ham and some warm white wine. Now, we're thinking next week we could have a whole 5 nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, going to award ceremonies.
Good for me.
So if you know of an award ceremony that's happening next week, we'll have chicken and Parma ham coming out of our ears. Text 81199. Obviously, we'll have to be invited by you, so if you...
Yeah, you kind of need two places on the table.
Yeah.
So well, if Becky wants to go as well, and the one that doesn't speak. So that's four. We need four seats on somebody's table for an award ceremony every night.
So we don't have to have the dinner, it's fine. But if you have got some spare places on your table at the award ceremony, let me know, and we're going to try and fill up the diary next week. And what's going to happen is you won't lose your job, because we'll come along, we'll sit there for a bit, and when someone that nobody likes comes on stage, what we will do is...
Send Becky up there.
No, well, I'm going to do it. Storm on stage and go... Let's say it's the Port Pie Awards. I'll be like, Beyonce had the best port pie this year. So that's next week. That's every evening. Are you okay with that?
I am as long as we get the invites. Yeah. We don't want to gate crash, that'd just be
rude. We're not gate crashing, you have to invite us. So if you know of any award ceremonies, that maybe you're going to one next week, or maybe you're the organiser, and let us know.
I think it might be the NHBC Site Manager of the Year Awards next Friday, so that's a start.
All right, it's a start, yeah. Have we been invited?
No, I think we're just being told that that's when it is at the moment.
Arctic Monkeys are coming next, it's Radio 1. And here's Tulip with the entertainment news. Hang on,
Can we just make it? If we're doing it next week, though, if you're inviting us to one on the Wednesday, can you make sure that the football is on in the bar, please?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, do you think the one that doesn't speak has gone mad? Or is there any truth in this new theory that he's got? This may be right, it may be wrong. He was watching Match of the Day 2 last night.
Yeah.
And he has this theory. It's on quite late, isn't it? He may have been overtired.
Only 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but you know what he's like.
Okay.
He was tired by then.
He had one glass of wine too many.
You know, Westwood.
That's right, your boy Westwood.
You're aware of him.
I'm aware of Westwood.
Yeah.
Come on, sometimes you've got to break up to make up.
One that doesn't speak thinks that Martin Keown is a bit similar to Westwood.
Martin Keown?
Yes.
Well, ex-Arsenal defender Martin Keown, now BBC football pundit.
In the way that he says things sometimes.
So I have to say that's never struck me.
Here's Westwood.
We're talking about a loser.
Okay, and he thinks Martin Keown, could be the same person. No, he thinks it's maybe Martin's like his polite brother.
Right, I can't see that myself.
Well,
but go on.
Okay, listen to this.
Milner's a totally different player, and then he gets sloppy. I mean, this boy's got bags of energy. He's incredible. Look, so deep, I want him up. Get alongside them. I want him tight. Get up against him.
What do you think of that theory?
I'm not 100% sure, and I have a feeling I might be working with him on Saturday.
Oh, so just mention it to him.
That's a totally different player.
Mention it to him.
And then he gets sloppy. I mean, this boy's got bags of energy. He's incredible. Look, so deep, I want him up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.